I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Following a short lull, renewed fighting in Yemen killed around 400 people last month. Rebel forces backed by Iran are fighting for a key city in northern Yemen, raising fear among the 2 million internally displaced people who fled there from other frontline cities. MNN's Katie Harth.
Yemen remains the world's worst humanitarian crisis. According to the United Nations, Yemeni children fell victim to more than 8,500 grave violations in the last 2 years. Yemeni Christian parents face increasing pressure. They're trying to meet their children's physical, emotional, and spiritual needs amid an overwhelming climate of fear. The global church provides encouragement as international partners pray and supply material support. Pray for peace and unity in war-torn Yemen. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
And COVID-19 continues to ravage Russia and other nations in the former Soviet Union. But churches in partnership with the Slavic Gospel Association have stood by people in need, providing food and supplies during lockdowns and difficult economic times. As a result of this ministry, SGA-sponsored summer camp saw thousands of additional children attend, many from unchurched families. Eric Mock says some of the camps were even held on the grounds of orphanages, and care for these children won't stop there.
As they wind up summer camps, they're already preparing Christmas outreach. And even while they wrap up Christmas outreach, they're already thinking of their Easter outreach. So throughout the year, they continue to both reach people with the gospel and then make disciples of the kids that come to their churches.
Please pray for the continued discipleship of these children and their families. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.